Well, in Dublin, the jury in the civil action against the MMA fighter Conor McGregor for the alleged rape of a woman has expressed concern that they may have been filmed in the High Court by someone in the public gallery. The incident emerged in court on the fourth day of the action by Nikita Hand against McGregor and another man, James Lawrence. Both men deny her claims. For more, we can talk to our court's reporter, Vivian Traynor. Vivian, how did this concern emerge this morning?
Well, Rachel, at the outset of today's hearing, the judge was handed a note from the jury foreman, and Mr. Justice Alex Owen said that the note described how members of the jury believed that they saw someone in the public gallery yesterday. That's above the courtroom. It's upstairs. And they thought that they saw a person in the public gallery pointing a phone down towards the jury box. And they were concerned about someone videoing them or photographs being taken and perhaps being circulated. Now, Judge Owen said, if that had happened, it was completely inappropriate. He said he'd be keeping a careful eye out from now on, that he would ask a Garda to remain in the public gallery. And he also said from now on, no one would be allowed to stand in the gallery because the courtroom has been packed every day with standing room only in the public gallery. But he said from now on, only those who have a seat will be allowed in to the public gallery. There'll be no standing. He said it was contempt of court to take photographs of jury members. And he said steps will be taken to deal with this.
And did the cross-examination of Nikita Hand, did it continue after that?
Yes, the case continued on, and Remy Farrell, who is the barrister's senior counsel for Conor McGregor, continued his cross-examination of Nikita Hand. He asked her about something that was played to the court yesterday, a conversation between her and her boyfriend after she'd returned home. He said that she'd used the phrase, "He said he'd kill me." This was when she was telling her boyfriend, "I can't tell you who did this to me." He said, "Were you referring to Conor McGregor when you said that?" And she agreed that she was. And Mr. Farrell put it to her that she had never once suggested to Gardaí that someone had said they'd kill her. And he said, "Is that something that happened or didn't happen?" And she replied, "I can't remember." And he said he was going to take her through all the lies that she told her boyfriend after returning home. And she accepted that she had told several lies. And she said to him, "I lied to my boyfriend. That's not a crime. What happened to me was a crime." She was asked again about a text message that she sent to her boyfriend about being on the way home and dropping off a female friend. He asked her, "Was that part of the web of lies she was weaving?" And she said, "I agree with you. I did lie to my boyfriend." She was also, the cross-examination began by counsel for James Lawrence. And John Fitzgerald, the senior counsel, said a curious feature of the case against his client was that he was there not because of what she had said, but because of what he had said. She said his client had brought himself into the case by saying to Gardaí in January 2019 that he had had sex with Miss Hand in that hotel after Conor McGregor had left. And Miss Hand said that she felt absolutely that he was lying about this.
Vivian, many thanks for that. Vivian Traynor there, our courts reporter at the High Court in Dublin.